Okay, so I've got a new product.
Ooh, hair gel? Toothpaste.
So when you buy a coffee, you're not a coffee guy, are you?
No, but I do buy coffee a lot for my wife. Yeah.
Here's my thing. I don't like to sit down and just have a coffee. I like to have something with my coffee.
Yeah, you like a little bit of a biscuit or a cake.
And I'll go half a cake or something. Two men sharing a cake. Mm. It's, you know, you and I often...
We've done that.
We share it when we have burgers. We have half a chopped cheese.
Yeah, and also sometimes you get a bit of a biscuit with your coffee.
Anyway, so the other day I went up to had a coffee. And I went, oh, I want to have something with it. And they've got a lot of these jars now with balls in them.
Oh, those balls. Protein balls,
hazelnut balls.
Are they any good?
Caramel balls. Yeah, they are. They pack a punch. But here's the problem.
Hmm.
How do you serve them? At this cafe I was at.
They put on a little plate and then it rolls around.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a challenge to get from the counter through the tables with this ball. You remember those games you used to have where there was a face and you had like three or four balls. You had to roll the balls around and get them. And then just to get one eye in.
Often a clown face.
Clown face. So I reckon, and you want, maybe you can be in, I'll bring you in on this.
Oh, okay.
We'll call it Glenn and Dave's.
Ball plate?
No, flat balls.
Flat balls.
Because here's what you do. When you buy the ball at the counter, just give it a bit of a push.
Like making a patty, like a hamburger patty.
Give it a little push, not a big push, and you give it a flat bottom.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't roll around your plate. So, because the chances of it rolling off your plate, 50-50. And then if your ball rolls on, you're not going to eat that ball.
No.
You know, it's going to get fluff all over.
Flat balls.
Oh, well, it does beg the question, why is a... What is it? Chocolate chip? Not the what's the chocolate one? Chocolate? They're square. Chocolate brownie.
Brownie.
Why is a brownie square and a ball a ball?
Yeah.
Same sort of made from the same stuff.
Is it because people like the shape?
Oh, hang on. Here are we saying we were the ones who said anything in the shape of a ball is worth eating.
It's like a meatball.
Yeah, any sort of ball, anything.
Sort of like a mini dim sim too. It's like a sort
anything
of a ball.
In a ball is worth eating, but. If you got one flat side, I think it's a commercial product that we could put out there.
The flat
Glenn
balls.
Glenn and Dave's. Have you had Glenn? I could see a truck driving around with Glenn and Dave's flat balls. It's the latest thing, flat balls.
With our heads on the thing.
Yeah.
But our heads are flattened a bit.
Yeah.
flattened a bit on the bottom. Flat balls.
And you get all sorts of different flat balls. And you'd, for you, you'd have them, because yours is banana. Is that your favourite?
I like banana, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't see a banana flat ball.
You don't see a banana flat ball.
Yeah, yeah. I would go, I'd have pear in my apple. I'd have an apple flat ball.
Ooh. And we could have a jingle, flat balls. They're not going to roll off your plate. flat ball.
Because I did get served.
They really do rate.
One of those in an egg cup one time.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good idea, but that's a bit.
It's weird, isn't it? Because, you bite a bit of it. What do you do with that ball? Do you keep it in your hand or you put it back in your egg cup or on your plate?
I don't know. And also, it often has coconut on it, doesn't it? They often feel obliged to roll it in something.
Yeah, you've got to roll it in something. So it's, you know, I don't know.
Who came up with that idea? That must have come from America or... some part of Asia.
You would think it would come with a stick.
A ball on a stick. I bet you it's Californian. I bet you it's from California.
It is interesting to wonder where it came from because it's really caught on here. And for some reason, if it's in a ball and it's got protein in it, costs you about $4.50.
Yeah. And also people think it's healthy. Ah, look, we'll get a ball.
Yeah, there's some connotation that a ball is healthier than a biscuit or a cake.
You know why? It's a psychological thing. We associate it with sport. Associate ball with movement and sport, yeah. Whereas I think flat ball, I don't know.
You should be in marketing. So it's an association with...
I think so. But I think flat balls looks like a flat... I'd be interested to see if we had a jar of our flat balls and a jar of normal balls, what would sell more. And I bet normal balls would sell more.
No, I reckon flat balls would. You know why? It's a catchy phrase.
Flat balls.
To say you want flat ball?
Can I have a flat ball, please?
Yeah.
You got normal balls or you want a flat ball? I got a flat ball.
Oh, who makes flat balls? Glenn and Dave, you know, somehow related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe, maybe there's a company out there that wants us to present their balls for them. And
we'll just flatten them. You know what, though? It's like when you see a soccer ball that's flat or it's never good. A flat basketball.
Oh, no, I disagree. You don't know it's got a flat bottom because you just squeeze it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we may not be here next week.
We're going to have to get a... a whiteboard in here for the brilliant product ideas that we have, and that's number. Well, I think there's about three ideas up there that are pretty good.
And I think if you start to notice that the podcast doesn't turn up that often, it's because we're busy with our flatball business.
I do feel sorry for people who try things like that and it doesn't work. It would cost a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
you got to have a commercial kitchen. You got to have trucks to deliver it. You got to, you know.
And as we've seen recently, if you come up with a great product, often some of the bigger chains will just copy it.
Yeah,
it's been in the paper. These poor people that have these great products, and then Kmart and Target see it and put out a similar version, which is still within copyright.
Yeah.
And it's, but you look and go, well, that's the same product. Yep. They've changed enough to get away with it. It's really, really unfair. So we would bring out our Glen and Dave's flat balls. You go to Kmart and they'll have Kmart not round balls. You're like, oh, that's our idea.
I know. It's a sad world we live in. Let's just go back to doing the podcast.
Do the podcast. Oh, here comes the music.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, welcome to the...
Somehow Related.
Sponsored by Flat Balls, Glen Day's Flat Balls. Don't get the Kmart version. It's the rip-off.
They're not bad, but Yeah, but they're not as good.
We've done a bit of spy work.
Well, as we found out on this show, that wombats do square...
poos.
Yeah. We could bring out some square balls.
Any money.
That's a very catchy phrase too.
Wombat.
Dave and Glenn's square balls.
Yeah, not as good as flat balls.
Oh, okay.
Any money Kmart will start doing a Somehow Related podcast. It'll be slightly different. Yeah. Slightly. They'll play it on Coles Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that was our idea.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about
this. This week we're going to talk about, and they'll always be Coles products, how they're related. How Coles?
Oh, milk. That's because our sponsor was saying,
"How is a Coles block of chocolate related to a
tea towel?
A Coles tea towel." Anyway, let's get our topic. So we get two topics, and they don't appear to be related, but they are.
And we don't know how they're related, but we have to try and work out, like forensic policemen.
Like we're on what's that show?
CSI or something.
CSI, which I don't watch, but I like the British one. With the female, they work out the...
oh, yeah, that's a good
story.
One.
Yeah, good story. Thanks for that. I'll remember it in a minute. It's it's been going forever too. Okay, let's just get the topics.
Yeah.
The Pope and organ donation.
Something you think either. I don't think about that much. Well, I suppose let's start with... Start with the Pope.
Have you been to the Vatican?
Been
to the Vatican?
I've been to Rome, and you said I didn't. You've been there so many times. Church of England?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, what is the point of you going purely for historical?
I have been.
You don't barrack for them.
No, I'm not.
Not your team.
Look, it is when you go, it is amazing to look at the big cathedral and stuff like that. But they're so crowded. It's so crowded.
There's no atmosphere.
Well, last time I went to Roma. And I had been to the Vatican once in the 80s, once with Kieran, before we had kids. And then she's like, well, I've booked a tour. We're going again. I'm like, I don't want to go to the Vatican.
Is she Catholic?
No. Well, it's good for the kids to see, you know, the Sistine Chapel and all that.
Yep.
And then she was sick on the day I had to go.
Vacuuming in the chapel? Because in Melbourne, they're always vacuuming.
And we had this tour guide who was crazy. She's quite committed Catholic, because if you're doing tour guides at the Vatican, you're going to be a Catholic. Parts of the tour were interesting. Like, they took us to the museum where they had all the different Pope mobiles. Now, that was interesting to see the different Pope mobiles.
Because he had the white one with bulletproof.
Yes, but before that, it wasn't bulletproof.
Just open.
And he got shot.
Did he get shot? Yeah, was he shot?
Pope got shot by a Turkish guy. Yeah. Yeah, he got shot by someone who said... she's like, there is some kind of conspiracy about it, but he maintained that he was just crazy, this guy that shot the Pope. And before that, he had like a Volkswagen. It was really interesting, all the different Pope mobiles. But all the other stuff, like...
We talked about that sketch, though, when they show the Pope mobile and he goes on the microphone and they redub him. Break, this is Papa. This is Papa 1 to Papa 2.
That's funny, but...
We're going to say?
I didn't see the Pope. I never saw the Pope. But what really...
Would you like to... If I said to you could meet the Pope, why wouldn't you? What would you do? Would you go down on one knee? Would you get him to... Would you kiss his ring? Well, I know that's a standard joke. But...
No, I don't know.
Don't you kiss his ring if you meet him?
As someone who's not a Catholic, I don't know what I'd do. I'd just shake his hand, wouldn't I? Or just give him a high five. Fist bump.
What's his name, Francis?
He seems quite good, this Pope, because he's from
South America.
South America. And so yeah. he's a bit of a campaigner for social justice, isn't he?
He seems like a cool cat. Mm. He was on the cover of Rolling Stone.
No, really?
So I think it was like surely he's the first Pope to be on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Well, they're the big growth areas for the Catholic Church is South America and Africa.
Yeah.
Place like that. Whereas yeah. in the where we live,
it's dropping off.
They've had a bit of
he wouldn't be touring down here.
Places like Ireland have just what happened over there with all their controversy just killed.
So
a lot
if the Pope came like 30 years ago, he'd be doing the big arenas. But no, now he did
the MCG when he came out in the 70s, or he did a lap of the MCG with all Catholics in the cheering him.
So what would he do now? He'd probably do a smaller venue.
Margaret Court.
You do the smaller one.
My music bowl.
You do the
Corner Hotel.
I think you do a couple of the big pubs.
Yeah, a Corner in Melbourne, Sydney, yeah. DYRSL,
yeah.
Brisbane.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
Like you might do the Maybe City Festival Square Hall. Or something, or you know. Or you might do one of the department stores.
Adelaide Mall.
Yeah, sign a couple of books.
There's big metal balls in the Adelaide Mall, get a stage near there. Perth. Well, they could he'd probably do an oval in Perth, I reckon. Subiaco.
No, I don't. Okay. No, look, I'm sure there are a lot still out there who
yeah.
You know, and he's spreading the good word. You know, they've had
the worst, you know,
oh, they've had a bad
publicity,
time.
You know, yep. Molesting, all that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's not. I mean,
money. They've got so much money. You know, how funny is this? When I went to the Vatican in the 80s, I was working at the Red Cross. That was my first job out of Teachers College.
Right.
And we used to have a regular meeting with the Salvation Army, the Seventh-day Adventists. To work out, why were we meeting with them? I don't know. We used to meet them and talk about how we deal with a disaster in Melbourne.
Right.
Because what happens if there's, like, say, the recent bushfires, the Red Cross, the Salvos, the Seventh Day, they all get together and do the catering. They do yep. all that, you know, they, yep. they help out with the,
yeah.
they help out. They have do a certain role to play.
Great job.
Yeah. And so we would meet with the Salvos, and I said to the Salvation Army, oh, I'm going to Rome next week. He's like, oh, yeah. He goes, you going to the Vatican? I went, yeah. He goes, yeah, you won't see a skinny priest in the Vatican, mate. slagged it off. And he's true. He goes, they're all fat at the Vatican.
I read somewhere that he used to be a nightclub bouncer.
Oh, really? The recent Pope?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's right. So come in, have a good night.
Mm.
But if you mess up, you're not going to heaven. You throw me out. No, you're just not going to heaven.
Oh, the Pope. It is full of intrigue, that whole Vatican thing, isn't it? Like when you read about,
yeah,
what's that book with all the, you know, where they do the black smoke and all, you know,
the white smoke, the Da Vinci Code, the puff white smoke means yeah. that there's a new one stepped in.
Yeah,
do you know what that means?
No.
I mean, I know what it means, but what that comes from,
I don't know. But I haven't read that book, The Da Vinci Code, but I know that they talk about that in. That.
It's a shame, you know, because when you think about religion,
hmm.
it really kind of. When you get to that late at night when things aren't going so well, it answers the unanswerable for you. Well, you know, it gives you a purpose. Mm. But now everyone's purpose is kind of focused more on Instagram and
yeah,
their
yeah.
own. That's how they validate themselves.
Yeah, that's true. It's
so,
true.
So well, and you think of praying. Mm. Praying, you sit down and go, it's like an affirmation to yourself going, give me the strength to go out and do really well. But really, you're just talking to yourself. You're saying, make me strong to deal with this problem.
Yeah.
And we don't do that enough. We go, I, you know what? I can't do this and I won't do this because I'm scared of failure.
But see, the thing is, I always maintain that if you're living in a mud hut in Afghanistan, you're going to believe in some kind of God because, you know, your baby dies because God wanted it to.
Right, you have to.
But now, because yeah. we live in modern civilization, you go, your baby died because it was sick, we didn't get the right medicine or whatever, or we can make the baby live or whatever.
Yeah, we.
And also, you know, look, when you go and visit all these medieval towns and stuff, the church is always in the biggest,
yeah,
best place.
It's the best room in town.
Yeah, yeah, and everyone's living in a mud hut.
Yeah.
They've got this amazing building that is imposing and scary, and, you know, people would go along there and go, oh, wow,
but the number one
good.
Thing it has is a sense of community. What yes. we don't have, without it being a part of a religion.
As my dad said the other day, they still go to church.
That's right? A good thing.
And he goes, I don't know about all that God rubbish, but the community is good.
Yeah, it's just being together with someone, you know, and yeah. if you speak
especially for the oldies too.
How would you get, like, with the confessional thing? That'd be interesting, you know, because sometimes when you feel bad about something, it never sounds quite as bad when it comes out your mouth. If you can just unload by a bloke through it, you don't even see him, you don't see him, you go, you know what? I went down the...
Don't you love the confession jokes? Like the Dave Allen would do the...
Dave Allen, God, he was good.
He goes, I just remember the classic one, Father, I have sinned. I saw a drunken man lying on the street and I kicked him and stole his wallet. And Dave Allen, as a priest, goes, that was me, you bastard, and runs out and chases him down the street. Classic.
Do you know a good Pope joke? That the Pope only has one lung?
He's only got one lung?
Yeah, which is interesting given the topic.
So the drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm and the Pope's only got one lung.
They'd be good at a party together, wouldn't they? They could do comparison.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah.
Did he get a lung removed?
I'm not sure. I think it was incredible. I think he was very sick as a child. And that back in the day, before they had the...
South America, yeah.
Before they had the good drugs, they would go, that's infected, out it comes. Just goes to show, he looks pretty sprightly and does okay.
Well, they do need a young Pope. There is a Netflix series or something called The Young Pope. Where they have the scenario where there is a young pope. Because why do they always appoint someone who's 70?
He's wise.
Yeah, but they don't have much of an innings
learned.
Left. You know, why don't they get a 50-year-old to be the pope?
How old's the current one? He'd be in his
70s. No, he'd be in his 70s, wouldn't he? Young person who can last a... But could you imagine...
How old's the Dalai Lama?
Oh, he'd be 70 as well, at least.
Come on. He's doing pretty well.
So how would it be as the pope going into that? It must be so conservative... And so full of rules and sticklers. And if you want to change stuff, like say if you get appointed the Pope and you go, you know what, I reckon contraception's fine. You know, I reckon the priest should marry. Why can't we let the priest marry?
If you let a drip onto a rock, it'll eventually wear it away.
Oh,
see?
Okay.
So you must do it slowly. And
are you the Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
So you must do it slowly, right?
Slowly and appropriate. If you go too big, everyone will shit themselves.
I just imagine the Pope would be like an episode of Yes Minister, don't you reckon? Where he'd be like the politician and the bureaucrats. Well, they'd be all these.
Have you seen the series The Pope? I haven't seen it. No. And there's a movie about two popes.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the premise?
That one pope comes in and then one's meant to take over.
Then
he gets better or something. I don't know.
Oh, the handing over of the keys to the... Imagine if you were the new pope and then the old pope showed you around.
It's always difficult. It just reminds me of when Collingwood Football Club had, what's his name, Mick Malthouse coaching. They brought Nathan Buckley in as the assistant but sort of coached. And then there was meant to be a handing over period, but it all went to shit. And just because it's never going to work, is it?
What's under a pope? What's the next one under? Bishop?
Bishop.
And what's under that?
We're just guessing.
Rook?
The castle.
A pawn?
The bishop's pretty high up. The archdiocese, whatever that is.
Oh, we haven't mentioned
George. Well, George Powell. Well, he was...
He was
number three, I think, at the Vatican. He was, you know...
He was...
In terms of being a Catholic priest, his career, he was like, man, I've made it.
He's gone and climbed Mount Everest and he's got to, what's his name, the step part, and gone, whoa, 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 all the way down again.
Oh, yeah. He'd achieved amazing things for a Catholic priest from Ballarat to end up at the Vatican, but, you know, he got charged and he's in jail.
Yep, he's in jail. Would he be listening?
No, they don't have mobile phones or computers in jail.
They have an internet
in the library. In the library,
they have. That would be. They'd have.
You can't sit in your cell with your laptop open because that's a gateway to anything, isn't it?
So, of course it is. But would you reckon that they could go into a library and they could go online?
Yeah,
They
have supervised stuff online,
so they could probably anyway.
Think about George Pallies though. Haven't they put him in a thing with a lot of other Catholic priests? So surely he'd know them all. He would know every one of those guys. And they're all bad guys.
I watched The Crown the other day and Philip was going through a bad period of his life where he just lost a sense of purpose.
Prince Philip?
Yeah. And this is...
Phil the Greek?
Yeah. And this is episode 7, right? Mm. And he had a new priest come in. What are they?
The vicar.
No, what are the...
Church
the
of Royal England.
Family, Church of England.
No, yeah, they're not the Catholics. They're not Catholics.
They would be Church of England, isn't it?
Yeah.
Had the priest go, we wouldn't mind having a bit of a get-together in one of your spare houses down the road with all the other priests are going through a hard time. You know, men's change of life, so to speak. And I'm serious.
What does that mean?
Meaning that they're confronting some things in their life,
yeah.
And they get together and have a bit of a chat, and he makes a great speech in there about the meaning of life.
Prince Philip.
Yeah, it's worth seeing it for his speech when he goes. He's going, no, you not can't have it. And then he joins the group.
Oh wow!
And to this day, I think he still has it going on.
Oh really?
That's what we need more of. Men groups. When women have babies, they often have a local community
mother's group.
Men need a lawn mowing group. Men need.
Well, they have men's sheds and stuff, don't they?
That's building something.
Yeah, but you know who get it right? The Greeks and Italians, because you walk past those old style coffee shops, they're all in there playing cards,
sharing, and it's just someone going, "Yeah, I felt a bit like that, and I'm all right now." So you'll be right, mate. Yeah. That's the problem with men. In we don't share and talk and lean on a shoulder.
My dad goes to the Freemasons. You want to get
well,
on
that's
there?
A very good. Well, that was quite religiously based initially, wasn't it?
Initially, I think so. Yeah,
but then it's a group of.
Just men raising money for charity.
But you'd have to say, in some areas, that if there was a Mason and a non-Mason, the Mason would get the job if the Masonic Lodge was involved.
Back in the day, not anymore, I don't reckon. But like, yeah, oh, sure, they used to control the police force, the or public service. Yeah, that's
infiltrated
right.
Infiltrated everywhere. But now, does it still exist?
Yeah, but it's people like my dad.
Riding the hairy back goat, that's what they used to do, didn't they?
There's all sorts of weird stuff, aprons.
So, God, we've gone on about the Pope.
Okay, let's move on to organ donation.
Organ, are you on the...
Yes.
I remember doing it on the back of something where I ticked the box.
I've got a card.
Do you have to have a card?
Yeah, well, no. It's actually part of your medical record, I think, but...
I think I've ticked it.
Where's my card? I saw my card the other day and it was so wrecked and I don't know if anyone's going to...
like your organs.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to pull that out and go, oh, hang on, he's an organ donor. I probably can't even read it. I'm trying to find
Has
it.
Age got anything to do with it? Like, I don't think it does. I think an organ is an organ is an organ. I mean, when you think of, what you can help. Now, is it you hear rumours, and I don't think they're true, that if you do, that your body can be not respectfully chopped up. But I don't think that's true.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, I think if you donate your body to be a conniver at the local uni, it could be treated... Just, because they need bodies too.
So, in other words, you could, David, so...
Imagine that. I donate my body to Melbourne Uni.
And then someone goes into the thing and they go, he's a bit of a fan of Dave O'Neill.
Well, you could chop out his liver and have a look.
I know that face. Oh, God, it's Uncle Arthur. Oh, look, imagine that'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Dave O'Neill up on the slab.
Well, you know, it's important to donate your organs. There's a great story. I read this great book once called True Stories by an American writer, and he used to do a radio show on American Public Radio. You know, what's it called? They do
PBS.
Yeah, they do that. This American Life.
Oh yeah.
But this was before. This was years ago, and this guy just used to get people to ring up with their true stories, and there was some incredible. Something I should find it again because one of the ones that I remember, this is not about organ donation, was a guy was in New York and he saw a chicken walking down the street.
Mm.
He went, that's a bit weird. And he followed the chicken and the chicken walked some steps, banged his beak on a door. A guy opened the front door and the chicken walked in and the guy shut the door. That's where the chicken lived.
Doesn't sound too unreal.
But okay, what happened was that this other story about this guy's wife or child died in an accident, and they donated the accident happened in, say, at Madison.
Yep.
Right, the accident happened in a town called Madison. And so he donated the organs and stuff like this, and the doctors all said, it's gone to a very deserving person in this other part of America. And there's a thing in America where you can choose whether to... if you get an organ, you can talk to the people that have donated it.
Oh, that's interesting.
To the family that have donated it.
Yeah.
And so he got in contact with the people's family and spoke to the guy who got his wife's organ, heart. I think it was a heart.
Yeah.
Got the heart.
Yep.
And he was doing really well. And so he went to have a cup of coffee with him and his wife and said... And they asked about how the accident happened and stuff, and it was a car accident initially in this place called Madison, and then when he said the name of the place Madison, they all stopped and he said that's amazing because when he came out of surgery, he kept saying over and over again Madison.
Wow,
how's that? Hey, how's that for a story?
Wow,
and I don't know if that guy made that up and rang up the radio station, but that's what the guy reported. It's no chicken knocking on a door, though, is it?
No, it's not.
No, no chicken knocking on a door.
Would you?
But hang on. What part?
Which would be the best part of you?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What if your organs would be good? You've got no fat on your.
Oh, I've got a little bit. I've got visceral fat.
You know, I reckon my kidney would be good because I don't really drink much. No, liver. I reckon my liver would be good.
Yeah, I reckon my liver would be okay, but you don't drink hardly at all. I mean, I drink a little bit. Liver would be good.
Your heart?
I think so.
But your eyes, Glenn Robbins' eyes.
Well, I think of all the things you would like to give, would they be able to, if you gave it to someone, would they what be able to tell what you've been looking at?
Oh, yeah. Like an internet history?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've got Glenn Robbins' eyes. Darling,
you're looking in your eyes, but your eyes just seem to wander differently. I don't know why I'm looking at that now.
What about your penis? Would you donate that to someone? Can you give that?
I've got a bit. I could a section of it because I've got plenty to give away. Bang! Look out.
Glenn's donated it to three different men. It's incredible.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
I've never heard of that. But I've seen, there's been faces and stuff. You know.
Is your penis an organ?
Oh, that's a very good, no, it's not. I don't think it's
just well, okay, would you, what about, is your hand an organ? Could you donate a hand? I don't think so. I think putting the organs in, or a little bit, you just drop them in.
So we're talking about the lungs, the liver, the kidney, the heart.
Yeah.
Because you never hear of anyone getting a stomach replacement, do you?
No.
No. Or pancreas or something like that.
Asshole.
I need a new asshole. We've got Glenn Robbins one over here. Oh, did he have a very good diet? There's no hemorrhoids or anything.
Like lowering testosterone, that'd be too hard, wouldn't it? You've got your lower and your upper. That's too hard.
I think they once
you
got it out,
it's like the Christmas tree lights. You couldn't get them back in there. You couldn't get an intestine. Yeah. You have to lay it because it's like, I don't know how long it is, but it's really long.
It's really long, the intestine.
So to get it all back in there would be really hard. So you wouldn't be doing that.
I don't know. It's great that people do it, and it's great that people.
It is fantastic, and I think like a lot of people do it. And I think the family still has to say yes, though.
Yeah,
you can say no, even though you say yes.
Surely, if you get like 85, people don't want your organs, do they? They don't want an old person.
Maybe you don't, shouldn't. Maybe beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, you can't choose, mate. You can't choose.
Okay, imagine if it was like that, though. We've got, you want some new lungs? We've got a worker in Queensland who worked around asbestos. No, we don't want his. You know what I mean? You want another history.
Well, it is interesting because obviously some transplants are easier than others. So like your kidney, I think is easier. It seems to be one of the more standard ones as opposed to the heart.
Yeah,
or the lung seems quite hard, I reckon.
What show was that in? Where where his friend wanted a kidney
and he gave him one. Yeah,
did he give him one? No, he didn't. Said he wouldn't give him one.
No, he gave him one in the end.
Did
he? Richard?
Richard
Lewis. Yeah, he gave him one. I remember Richard Lewis. And Larry's feeling quite sick. He's like lying in the hospital, and Richard Lewis is running around on the beach and stuff. But Paul Stewart, you know Paul Stewart. You would have met Paul Stewart. He's a journalist, but he's also the lead singer in Pays and Dockers.
No,
the great band. You know Pays and Dockers. Anyway, he was a big drinker, and he needed a new liver. Which liver transplants are much more trickier than some of the other ones.
Mm.
And also, there's not that many.
And he was a big drinker.
Big drinker. Not that many livers available.
No.
Also, he, of course, one of the reasons he was such a party animal was his brother was one of the journalists killed in East Timor.
Mm.
Well, that famous incident that was covered in Balibo, that movie. Yep. And so that really affected him. He was like a teenager.
So he had pain and he really was medicating.
Leaving school, walking out from school and seeing the newspaper headline.
Yeah.
Journalist killed in East Timor. And that's his brother.
Yeah.
So the poor guy. And so he has a big connection with East Timor. He goes there all the time. He formed the Timor All-Star Band, and he does a lot of fundraising for them.
Yeah.
But then he got really sick. And so he was lying in hospital, and they said, there's no livers. We can't get any. Yeah. We're sorry, but you've got about 2 days left. And he's just lying in hospital. And he said, like, this woman, a nurse came in, and he said it was like his angel. She was East Timorese, and he'd never seen her before in the hospital.
Mm.
And she said, oh, I'm from East Timor. And he goes, oh, my God, this is my brother, you know, was killed. And I've got such a connection with that country. And she said, I reckon you're going to get a liver. Don't worry about it. And he got one the next day. And he's still alive.
Yeah? Oh, that's a good story.
That's his angel.
There a friend of mine had the first heart-lung transplant.
Really?
Yeah.
What, both? The heart and the lung. Yeah, you get both sometimes, don't you?
Is it hard or just, oh, God.
And how's he doing now?
He's doing pretty well. Yeah, he goes through periods because it's the rejection.
The medication and stuff. Yeah.
It was, wow. What's that joke where the guy had an asshole transplant and the asshole rejected him?
Well, should we have some thinking music? Yeah, let's have some thinking music.
What can we have?
Well, we talked about Dave Allen telling religious jokes.
Anyone else tell? I know, because people don't do religious jokes anymore.
Like Jermaine. I saw Jermaine the other night. He's Irish. He didn't do any. Let's have Dave Allen. I love Dave Allen.
Maybe if Sam could pick her favourite Dave Allen. Because for those who don't know Dave Allen, this is how good he was. He would sit just in a chair with a glass of scotch. And he's missing one of his index fingers.
Yeah.
And anyway, not that matters. And he would just tell jokes and then go away to sketches.
And then come back.
Unlike Dave Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
And bit of stand-up, bit of sketch, and great sketches.
And he got his start in Australia, Dave Allen. He first did the Dave Allen show in Australia. So he's a little bit Don Lane, one of those guys. Yeah, Australia was where he got famous, and then he became famous around the world. Australia's where he got his start.
He has got great timing.
Oh.
And I reckon if Sam, for you to pick a joke and go with it, enjoy the ride of Dave Allen.
There's a fellow walking into a bar, and standing outside is a nun. And she looks at him and she says, "Before you enter this den of iniquity, think of your mother and your father." He said, "They're dead. They're dead in heaven." She said, "Well, think of the damage the alcohol is going to do to your brain." "Huh? What are you talking about? Have you ever had a drink?" And the nun says, "No." He said, "Well, how the hell can you stand there talking about it and saying drink is going to do damage to your brain if you've never had it? I'll tell you what, I'll go in, get you a drink, bring it out, give it to you. You drink it. If you don't like it, then you can talk about it. But don't talk about things you've never experienced. What'll you have?" And the nun says, "I don't know. What do ladies generally drink?" He says, "Gin." She says, "All right, I'll have a gin. But get it in a cup so nobody will notice." The fella goes into the bar and he says, "Give us a pint of beer and a double gin in a cup." And the fella says, "Is that bloody nun out there again?"
Isn't he great, Dave Allen?
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I must admit, though, when I used to watch him, I did look for his stumpy finger.
Yeah. Even though he sits down, I mean, that routine's like a stand-up routine. Even though it's an old joke.
And it was kind of a sit-down high chair, if I remember rightly. A fairly high chair.
Yeah, it was.
And he would have a table next to him. And would he occasionally smoke?
Yeah, he did used to smoke, yeah.
Which is incredible to think that he could smoke. Because if I was on television doing a show on Friday night and I'm sitting there with a glass of scotch and having a smoke, you're going, wrong for so many reasons.
These days, the young comic would be on his phone. Hang on a minute, I'll check my phone. Yeah. Well, all right, what's the connection? Pope and organ donors. I'll go first.
You go first.
I think the Pope had an organ donation then. If he's only got one lung, maybe that one lung was an organ donor.
Well, maybe it was.
There you go, I said it.
I'm going to go the other way.
What?
I'm going to say if the Pope is willing to give his organs when he dies, and if you receive one of his organs, because if he goes, you know, it's a good thing. He's a man of God. It would be good for him to give an organ. If you got one of his organs, you're automatically confirmed. What do you call it?
Straight into heaven.
You become a bishop. You become automatic, even if you're not of that religious.
Why is that guy getting a promotion? He's got the Pope's kidney. Fair enough.
Hey, guys. How are you? What's happening? Guess who's got a Pope kidney on board? Oh, well, gee.
Oh, look at old Pope kidney over there.
Does that get me an upgrade, does it, on the airplane? I think it does. Does it get me a seat? No seats left. Old Pope's kidney over here.
Old Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you reckon? Shall we get the answer?
Is
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What is the answer?
Pope Benedict XVI carries an organ donor card, but his body parts will not be made available for transplants on his death because his body belongs to the Church, according to the Vatican. The issue came to a head after Cardinal Ratzinger became Pope Benedict XVI. He'd carried a donor card since the 1970s, and the Ascension had people asking questions. Vatican officials say that after a pope dies, his body belongs to the entire church and must be buried intact, but somehow if any papal organs were to be donated, they might become relics in someone else's body if that person was ever to be beatified and become a street.
Oh. Well, there you go. So it's kind of the opposite of what I said.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to.
I think, do they have a thing where when you get buried, you've got to be a whole person? You can't.
You would think, though, that it's it's a spiritual thing, whereas your spirit goes on. It's just that's the car you drove while you're on Earth. Yeah. You don't need it. It's gonna all the bits and pieces. Sure, he's only got one lung. Sure, you can only give one of those away. But all the other bits and pieces have worked well.
Hopey.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I think they should rethink that. If they want to move the Catholic Church forward in 2020, think about your organ donation.
Yeah, that's not right. But then again, he is quite old. Again, I wonder, is he too old to?
If you could have a 30-year-old kidney or a 70-year-old.
Okay, if I could have like say Nikki Webster's kidney as opposed to the Pope's, I'd go Nikki Webster. All right, because she's a young person. I don't know how old Nikki Webster is these days.
Nikki Webster must be about 40.
No, she's got a. I've met her. She's got a kid now. She's got a kid.
You did a gig for her, didn't you?
No, I worked with her saw her on a TV show. She's a lovely person. But anyway, I'm just putting her as an example of youth.
I don't think age has anything to do with the quality of your organs. Okay. Oh, it must have, mustn't it? A bit.
All right.
But you still. Unless you're a heavy smoker or, I don't. Well, then again, you could have a bit of fat around your heart, couldn't you?
Yeah.
But surely when they take the heart out,
the fat's gone.
Well, maybe they could just trim the fat like the butcher does.
Yeah.
Sure, they could put one of those blowers on it where they blow a bit of the, blow it out, give it a bit of a clean up. And then when you buy something, it said it's good, it's been reconditioned.
Yes.
So if you can have it, you can have a straight organ where we go bang, bang straight in, or we can recondition it.
I wonder if they get hearts out and go, oh, it's a bit shit. Oh, that one's blocked. Oh, that's a bit.
Yeah, well, you'd have to wonder that, wouldn't you?
You'd have to bin that one.
Because when you see open heart or open surgery, you go,
someone's been smoking.
Yeah, so.
The Pope. I do love a Pope joke, though. I've remembered a Pope joke. But this is sort of a visual joke. Where the Aussie bogans go along to the Vatican, they want to get blessed by the Pope. And so the Pope comes out and they're there in their deck chairs and their eskies and their beers. And they're like, they're waiting for the Pope. And the Pope comes out and he's doing the cross and the harp.
Yeah.
And oh my God, he's blessing us. He's blessing us. Go closer and to try and hear what he's saying. And they go close. The Pope's going, take your beers and your eskies and fuck off.
Take your beers and your eskies and fuck off. So he was
doing the cross.
Because there's the other joke, isn't there? What is it? Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
You check your spectacles.
Yeah.
You check, you got your I can't remember.
Oh, yes. Testicles,
wallet, and watch. I wasn't doing the cross. I was just checking whether I had any with me. Anyway,
we're not
we should have finished on your joke. I've come in with a joke I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Please.
Pope.
Sorry about the Pope.
Just one more thing, though. Mm-hmm. If you were going to have a lawnmower, would you call it a Pope?
Oh, there's a Pope lawnmower, isn't there?
Pretty sure there is.
Yeah.
So what are you promising?
Yeah.
What are you promising by that?
Divine
cutting. Yeah. Or you can part the waters with the. Well, I don't know. It's a big call.
It is.
To say.
Oh, there's Pope hoses too. Yeah, there's Pope garden hoses.
Can you call things Jesus? Can you go?
Oh, that's a good question. Surely Jesus is copyrighted.
By who?
By the church.
By Christianity.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Maybe you can call the Jesus. You know, enough about flat. Let's have Jesus's flat balls.
Jesus's flat balls.
With a picture of the Pope on it, thumbs up.